You're listening to SBS News.
Tears of joy and relief from the daughter of a now free Ukrainian soldier held as a prisoner of war for 3.5 years. Oleksandr Nazarchenko is one of 146 Ukrainian prisoners released as part of a prisoner swap with Russia, mediated by the United Arab Emirates, and arriving on Ukraine's Independence Day. His wife, Natalia, says it's a hard moment to describe after years of pain and anxiety.
I can't explain what I'm feeling. We haven't seen each other for 3.5 years. I cannot explain how it is to finally see him.
And 146 Russian soldiers have also been released from Ukrainian captivity, now boarding a bus in Belarus and heading home.
The emotions are indescribable. At the moment, it is difficult to realize that I am finally home.
The significance of the prisoner swap taking place on Ukraine's Independence Day wasn't lost on Ukraine's former mayor of Kherson, Volodymyr Mykolaenko, who's now been freed after being abducted in April of 2022.
I always wondered what would be the new date of my birthday, and I'm very happy that my alternative birthday turned out to be on the 24th of August.
The day celebrates the act of declaration of independence of Ukraine being adopted on the 24th of August 1991, re-establishing Ukraine's state independence from the Soviet Union. In Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended the flag-raising ceremony, where he reiterated his position on the war against Russia.
This flag is a purpose and a dream for many of our people in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine. They cherish this flag. They cherish it because they know that we will not give our land to the occupiers.
And in the Ukrainian diaspora around the world, the day has been marked at solemn demonstrations. In Australia, the Ukrainian community has unfurled the world's largest Ukrainian flag at Barangaroo in Sydney. Elmira Shapovalova says it's nice to see people supporting her country.
People who I know from different walks of life are coming together today and in the future days to come to get support that Ukraine desperately needs right now. We are volunteers and people who are tirelessly working, bringing peace to Ukraine.
And in Paris, the Eiffel Tower was lit up in the colours of the Ukrainian flag. And several hundred Ukrainians marched through the Parisian streets to emphasise the importance of Ukraine maintaining its autonomy from Russia in the event of any peace deal.
We are very proud that we are independent and we want it to stay that way. So, on the other hand, we want to have peace, finally peace in our country, but we would also like to keep our independence and also our territories.
This emphasis on the return of Ukrainian territories captured since Russia's invasion begun has been echoed by Ukraine's leadership and their European allies, despite Russia refusing to budge. But the demand isn't universal among Ukrainians who are desperate for peace, with Inna Kaitra from Kyiv saying territory may have to be lost to save lives.
I certainly believe that no kilometre of land is worth human lives. However, this is my personal opinion, and it could be that not everyone thinks so, especially those people who have lost their homes, lost their homeland. There is a homeland, and there is the homeland where a person was born and raised, of course. I think it's hard for them to accept, but human life is much more important.
In Poland, Alina Makarova, a teacher from Ukraine's frontline city of Kharkiv, says she's not optimistic about her family's chances of returning home to the now contested territory.
We don't have high hopes that everything will work out and there will be peace, because Putin is only waiting to gain time from Trump to take over more of our territories. I see what is happening in Kharkiv. They kill people every day, our children, and we cannot come back. There is no hope for peace.
Sam Dover, SBS News.